EPA thinks it's time to look again at the health effects of nitrogen oxides, and congressional ozone standards from 1990 survive another day in court. Today is September 7, 2007, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
EPA is taking another look at the effects of nitrogen oxides. The agency released an independent peer review entitled Integrated Science Assessment for Oxides of Nitrogen Health Criteria. The draft report is EPA's latest evaluation of adverse health effects resulting from exposures to oxides of nitrogen, particularly nitrogen oxide. The last scientific review document was released in 1993, and the agency believes there have been significant data published since then. The results of the report are expected to affect the nation's national ambient air quality standards. The ISA will be reviewed by the Clean Air Scientific Advisory Committee at a public meeting later this year, with a second draft released in 2008. If you haven't had your free brownfields training yet this year, next week is your last chance. EPA Region 7's brownfields team will conduct this year's last free brownfields grant workshop on Wednesday, September 12th in Salina, Kansas. Participants will learn about money available to assess and clean up brownfields in their community. The one-day workshop is designed to cover the basics of submitting a proposal to the EPA Brownfields program and offer guidance for improving the quality of the proposal. The deadline to apply for 2008 Brownfields money is October 12, 2007. A clue-in session is scheduled Tuesday, October 2nd to address final questions. Coming up, EPA tests out a new invention that could use the power of brake pads to improve fuel efficiency, and EPA's proposal for simplifying ozone standards is again struck down in court, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
EPA is trying out a new technology that can make mobile machinery more fuel efficient. The hydraulic hybrid technology, for which the agency holds the patent, could replace diesel engines on large equipment. It is currently being tested on yard hostlers, heavy diesel machines used to move goods and products from ships to trucks. The hostlers are considered a major source of air pollution produced by ports around the world. The vehicles will feature a unique hydraulic hybrid powertrain that can generate, recover, store, and reuse braking power with very little air pollution. Areas not yet under an 8-hour ozone rule will continue to be regulated by 1-hour standards, thanks to a recent court decision. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit recently denied 5 petitions to rehear a case that canceled an EPA loophole. The agency's 2004 rule would have eliminated the 1-hour standard for areas of the country that had yet not attained it, and held those areas to the 8-hour standard only. The court ruled in 2006 that EPA does not have the discretion under the Clean Air Act to abandon a mandatory scheme put in place by Congress. The court urged EPA to act promptly in promulgating a revised rule for implementing the 8-hour standard. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.